Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. A lot of people started out their holiday like they do every year here in our area. They went to the Philadelphia Thanksgiving Day Parade. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
This is the 103rd edition, the oldest Thanksgiving Day parade in the country, and for so many, the families lined up along both sides of JFK Boulevard and along the parkway. It's the best way to kick off the holiday.
I like to see the bands and all the inflatable balloons.
That's 8-year-old Carter from South Jersey, who can't remember how many parades he's been to. But Dad Jim says this is number 6.
Of course, it's chaotic as anything, but it gets the kids out early, and they have a full day of doing different things around the house while we're cooking, so... yeah, it had a fun early start to the day.
Krista Danucci from South Jersey brings the family each year, too. But this year, there's more reason to celebrate.
My son, he's 5 today. It's rare that he's on a Thanksgiving, so it's a very special Thanksgiving this year.
Sebastian is his name, and he held up a sign that said, "This turkey turns 5.
The parade started 8:30 Thursday morning. A Thanksgiving tradition lives on in South Philly. People brought their Thanksgiving turkeys to be cooked in the huge brick oven at Kasha's Bakery. Dozens brought their brined and seasoned birds and lined up outside the bakery a few hours before the doors opened at 6. Those who have been doing this for years say the turkeys never come out dry.
Well, it tastes great. And it's juicy.
Flavor is outstanding, man. You can't beat this.
Curtis McAllister of Southwest Philly says he brought a bigger bird this year, which he wheeled over because the smaller turkey last year didn't last long.
The family gobbled that bird up so fast, you know. 18 pounds is not going to get it when you got 20-something people coming over to eat.
Another draw, having Kasha's cook their turkeys means they have extra space in their ovens at home for the sides and desserts. If you're starting your Christmas shopping this weekend, you might want to plan a stop at a pop-up market in West Philly. KYW's Sharaday Howard reports.
West Philly's 52nd Street corridor is now a holiday destination. Introducing the Enterprise Center's first ever Black Holiday pop-up. Daria Williams, one of the organizers, says it's a combination of department store and local market.
We have over 40 businesses participating in this pop-up shop here at 24 South 52nd Street.
The shop was inspired by Philly's rich Black history.
So if you're familiar, South 52nd Street is a long-standing, predominantly Black-owned business corridor here in West Philadelphia. And so we wanted to keep that vibrant here and alive.
Offering a wide range of items from Black businesses and creators.
Items ranging from candles and art and home goods to clothing, hair care, body care products. So anything you can think of, it's a one-stop shop for your holiday needs.
The pop-up shop is open through January 15th. A lot of those Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals have already rolled out. As KYW's Nina Barati reports, people are planning to shop until they drop despite some hardships from inflation.
In a recent survey, Deloitte found that shoppers will spend about $500 on average during the Black Friday and Cyber Monday weekend. That's up 12% from last year.
The days of getting up at 3 in the morning and going shopping at the brick and mortar, those are long gone.
Sherry Lambert's an associate professor at Temple's Fox School of Business. She says the deals are out there, and unlike recent years, inventory issues won't be as big of a concern this time around.
I think we're going to find that consumers are going to get those deals. They're going to benefit from this, that there's going to be a lot of inventory, and so therefore we're going to see deep, deep discounts at the retailer level.
Deloitte's survey also showed about 80% of shoppers plan to take advantage of this weekend's sales and will spend nearly half of their holiday budget while they're at it.
Technology items like phones, computers, and televisions are always big-ticket items this time of year. They were given the gift of life as children, and now as adults with children, two women say they have a lot to be grateful for this Thanksgiving. KYW's John McDevitt explains.
The Gift of Life donor program hosted a reunion dinner for 36-year-old Anna Fishman of Fairmount and 36-year-old Katie Strickland of North Carolina. The women haven't seen one another in person for 20 years.
Just such a wonderful time to reconnect with Katie.
Both Anna and Katie were around 1 year old when they were awaiting life-saving liver transplants at the same hospital in Pittsburgh. Katie cherishes the bond.
We were both waiting on the list together, and our parents, our moms especially, befriended one another, and we've kept in touch ever since, and we vacationed together while we were young and kind of lost touch, but and then she found me a couple years ago, and we been talking ever since.
The women both are mothers now. The Gift of Life's Transplant Pregnancy Registry International helped the women with their individual concerns before and during pregnancy.
They really answered all my questions, really calmed my fears.
TPRI is an ongoing study with nearly 5,000 participants since 1991 with a focus on parenthood after transplant. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. We will not rest until it's done. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.